at NOS in 2 weeks, I'll be in that cash. I'm quitting right now. So,
well, it's good money, and it's nothing that I care to.
Somebody has got to do it, but I don't think I'm the one to do it. Mm. I don't think I would. Mm.
Speaking of the superstitions, did you ever have any stories or hear of any stories of spirits around?
Now, like I said, now, Mr. Jared is buried up here, and this colored person that has been with me up here almost 30 years, he's the only one that has said that he hadn't seen a light out there, in the, out there where they buried. All the other colored people that have lived up there would come down here at night and say, there's a light out there in the cemetery. There's a light out there in the cemetery.
And they say it often enough that they never wonder.
They come down here as soon as any light, they get scared so bad, they come down here and want us to go up there. Well, we'd laugh at them. Mm-hmm. And last time I wished I'd went ahead just to see it, to see what it was. Mm-hmm.
How about, did you ever have people ever think that there were spirits in a certain house?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Now, there was an old rubber house down here, and they claimed that that house was haunted. And I tell you a joke, well, it wasn't no joke, it actually happened. Mr. Harry Robley lived down here where my brother did, because he was a tight fellow. He went around dressed up all the time. So my daddy and his brother and one of the Cliff boys made it up that Uncle Will, my daddy's brother, was in the house. And Mr. and my daddy got Mr. Harry, and I said they had some women in the house. So Mr. Todd said, you heard it? I said, I'm going. So they had it made up there. Uncle Will, he had a shotgun on the inside. And just as they got to the door, he said, boom! And of course, my daddy threw a brick through the window and broke out the window there. And of course, my daddy said, Lord God, they done killed me and fell down. They said, oh, man, hard and Robbie. Back then, the railroad had a 7. Train Bob Harvey. Said, oh, man, hard get that fence and went through it and threw his suit up there. And said he didn't stop running till they, see, the depot then stayed open 24 hours a day. And this person stayed there all night. And said, he run plumbing the bomb, but said that. He said, told the depot agent, said, there's been a killing out there on Sugar Hill. See, this is what they call Sugar Hill, because a train load of sugar turned over out here, and this is why they named it Sugar Hill. There's been a killing out there on Sugar Hill, and said, damn, he's going to be a witness to it. And they always said that old house was haunted. They'd go by and they'd hear, you know, peculiar noise. Well, what it would be owls or hawks or maybe rats or coon or something in there making the noise. And I know Alvis went to a party down with my oldest brother. And he had a bunch of old hounds. And one of them had got out and followed him down out to that old house. And when Alvis come by the house, he started walking a little faster. And this old hound jumped up on him, knew it was Alvis. And man said he tore out and said he'd come to the house and said, Mom and Dad worked him up there, and he made 3 loops around the house before Mom and them got up and got the door open, said he just fell in the door. And when he did, the old hound licked him in the face. And he said it was a bear after him. It wasn't nothing but that hound dog.
there's so many lights around today. I think you probably don't remember just how dark it used to be and how possible it was to really get to it.
That was a clue. In fact, my brother died.
Well, I used to be scared of the dark.
You know, as far as I can trace the family back here, cancer, malaria, TB has killed our family.